Programming on WILL is funded in part by a grant from Hendrick House at Green and Lincoln on campus. Hendrick House Catering offers corporate box lunches and caters weddings, parties, and other special events. More information is available at 365-8000.
Well, if you have some weekend plans, you have a great forecast for it. In and around Champaign-Urbana, meteorologist Ed Kieser. Well, I have details in 5 minutes. First AM 580 News. Here's Jeff Bosser.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. State Senator Kirk Dillard raised the ire of his fellow Republicans when he appeared in a Barack Obama campaign ad. But Dillard says he's no longer taking any flack from the Republican National Convention. Amanda Vinicky has more.
Dillard says he was happy to oblige when asked to be in an Obama commercial. In it, Dillard spoke about his bipartisan cooperation in the state Senate with Obama on ethics and death penalty legislation. Dillard says the spot was only to be used in the Iowa Democratic caucuses and that the Obama campaign agreed to pull the ad when it became apparent Obama and McCain could face off in the general election. At the time, some Republicans basically called Dillard a traitor. But now that Dillard's at the convention as a McCain delegate, he says he's no longer getting grief from others in his party.
You can work with and respect a gentleman of another political party or race or geographic location, work with him, but you don't necessarily have to vote for him for president.
Dillard, who's from Hinsdale, says he respects Obama, but he still favors McCain. He says that should say a lot. From the Republican National Convention, I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Republicans in Springfield were mostly quiet as they watched standard-bearer John McCain's acceptance speech last night, but when McCain was finished, they expressed confidence that they had heard from a solid leader. Lawyer Tom Carlisle of New Berlin was among about 30 people who watched the speech at Sangamon County GOP headquarters last night. Carlisle said great thought had been given into what McCain has been through. During his speech in St. Paul to finish the Republican National Convention, McCain told of his years as a prisoner of war in Vietnam. Retired Springfield firefighter Tim Krell said McCain's speech appeared to come from the heart, adding that the Arizona senator was a good man to follow. Democratic presidential candidate Barack Obama will make a campaign stop in Terre Haute tomorrow. Obama's campaign says the Illinois senator will talk about the economy during the event scheduled for 12:30 Eastern time at the Wabash Valley Fairgrounds. It will be Obama's first campaign event in the state since he accepted the Democratic nomination last week, although he and running mate Joe Biden made a brief stop Sunday at a restaurant in the northeast Indiana town of Hamilton. The free tickets required for the event were made available beginning at 9 this morning Eastern time at the Obama campaign office in Terre Haute. After a year of committee meetings and public forums, the final draft of a long-range strategic plan for the Champaign School District is ready to be released. The school district's vision committee made its final changes to the 14-page plan at a meeting last night at the U of I's Beckman Institute. The strategic plan sets guidelines and goals for Champaign schools for the next 15 years. One area covered in the plan is improving Unit 4's level of engagement with parents and the community. School board member Christine Shalafu, who helped oversee work on the plan, says that's a concern they heard often.
Absolutely. The community feels that the administration hasn't been connected with them, haven't been addressing their needs, haven't been communicating with them. And that came out very clearly in the forums, and we've tried our best to make sure that we address that.
The strategic plan calls for training for Unit 4 administrators on becoming more effective and courteous leaders and communicators, or rather courteous listeners and communicators, and creating an ombudsman position to respond to people with complaints and problems. The plan also calls for includes developing a new capital improvement plan, establishing a new and more effective discipline policy, offering more choices for both special education and gifted students, and beefing up the district's foreign language instruction. The Vision Committee plans to post the strategic plan later today on its website. That's at greatschoolstogetheronword.com. The Unit 4 School Board will discuss the plan for the first time at a special meeting Monday night. Hurricane Gustav died out undramatically, but its ghost still haunted travelers in the Chicago area. Due to Gustav, spawned rainstorms and low visibility delays at O'Hare International Airport were averaging 45 to 60 minutes last night. More than 200 flights had been canceled. At Midway Airport, a few flights were delayed about 45 minutes, but no major cancellations had been reported. Chicago's Department of Aviation was advising travelers passing through either airport to contact their airline to check the status of their flight. Our next report is at 9:30. I'm Jeff Bonsert.
WILL weather is made possible by Jim Rue at Champaign-Danville Overhead Doors in Ogden, serving businesses and families with professionally installed doors and automatic openers since 1959. Champaign-Danville Overhead Doors offers pinch-proof doors, keyless digital entries, and lifetime manufacturer's warranties.
It's 8:35, and meteorologist Ed Kieser joins us for another in-depth look at the weather. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning.
It's a woman named Raquel Tejada, who used to do weather at a San Diego television station.
Was that her name on the air at that station?
I think it was.
We know who Raquel Tejada.
Well, she's 68 today.
Yeah,
she did it at a station that was owned by the Meyer family that also used to own Channel 3 here in town.
Midwest Television Incorporated.
You might know this woman better as?
Raquel Welch.
68 years old today. Did you know that you shared that with Raquel Welch, that you're both weather forecasters?
And actually for a while I did some of that with Midwest Television.
That's right. So you share a couple of links with Raquel Welch. Kevin Bacon's going to drop by the studio.
I knew that name was coming up. I just knew that was coming up.
Well, if you want to see what $121 million in renovations can do for you, be at Memorial Stadium.